Stocks tumbled again this morning amid new worries about a global economic slowdown connected to the escalating trade dispute between China and the United States. One of the economists who has been sounding the alarm about what he calls a growing risk of recession is Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary and former Director of the National Economic Council. He's also President Emeritus of Harvard University and joins us now. Larry Summers, welcome back to Here and Now.
Glad to be with you, Jeremy.
So you tweeted this week that we may well be at the most dangerous financial moment since the 2009 financial crisis because of the situation with China. Expand on that. Are you saying that the trade war could trigger a recession or even a financial crisis?
I'm certainly saying that the risks of recession now look to be larger than at any time since the last recession. I say that because the expansion has been going for a long time, because a variety of economic indicators of industrial production and other things have shown some slippage. A tremendous amount of uncertainty is being introduced because of the Chinese conflict that had added to it uncertainty with the president's claims that the Chinese currency was manipulated, and because the single best indicator of future recession, the so-called slope of the yield curve, whether long-term interest rates are higher or lower than short-term interest rates, right now they're lower, which has historically been a sign that a recession was likely to come.
So you don't think that China is a currency manipulator? You criticize the administration for saying that.
I think the suggestion's absurd. Currency manipulators are pushing their currency down. China is intervening in the market to hold its currency up. Currency manipulators are running large surpluses with respect to the world. China is in balance with respect to the world and has moved its trade position in a way that favors the rest of the world by a massive amount in recent years. So China was a manipulator 25 years ago when the Clinton Treasury declared it to be a manipulator. You could have made a reasonable argument when the Obama Treasury threatened to declare it a manipulator that they were engaged in questionable practices. But now with the surplus eliminated and their interventions being to buy their currency rather than sell their currency, it's an absurdity.
What do you think that the U.S. should do right now to bring this trade war to an end?
We should reach an agreement. We should stop engaging in these sadomasochistic policies where the debate is about whether our sadism to them is going to be better or worse than our masochism to ourselves. We should get the agreement that we can, and we should focus on what's most important, which is what we do to strengthen our own economy.
President Trump today tweeted, "Our problem is a Federal Reserve that is too proud to admit their mistake of acting too fast and tightening too much." He wants the Fed to lower rates even more than it already has. Yesterday, four former Fed chairs signed an open letter calling on the president to stop criticizing the central bank. It doesn't seem like he's taking that advice, but what do you think about what the Fed should do and this whole argument about the Fed maintaining its independence from the White House?
I think the Fed should and likely will reduce rates over the course of the next half year. I think the president, ironically, makes it harder for them. Any central bank, to preserve its credibility, has to look like and be like it's making its decisions on the economic fundamentals, not on the political pressures. And so when the president engages in such overt and extensive political pressure, it almost forces the Fed to demonstrate its independence by not appearing overly responsive. So I expect we'll have higher interest rates because of what the president's doing, not lower interest rates.
I want to ask you about one more thing. You told the BBC that the UK will struggle to strike a trade deal with the US after Britain leaves the European Union. This is one of the things that the British have been talking about doing. Do you think that Britain will leave the EU at the end of October, as they're on schedule to do right now? And what about the future relationship between the UK and the US?
I think the British will probably leave. On just what terms, I don't know, and I'm not certain. The U.S. is a massive market for Britain. Britain is a relatively minor market for the United States. That just means that all the issues of U.S.-UK trade are not going to get nearly as much attention from the United States, given everything else that's going on, as the British hope. That's why I think any idea in Britain that EU departure is okay because of the relationship they're going to have with the United States is a very problematic one.
That is Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary and President Emeritus at Harvard University. Thanks as always for joining us.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.